We're visiting today with Shan Haynes. He's the president of Heartland Tri-State Bank. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for being invited.
Well, we were just talking a little bit. You guys have lots of customers here in Oklahoma and in Kansas and different places. What is the banking industry looking like right now for ag producers?
No, we are mostly through the renewal season. Most of our guys are starting to turn their attention to planting corn, planting, getting ready for Milo. So we've gotten most of the guys signed up for the new year and got the lines of credit set up and moving forward.
So we heard yesterday that they've allowed agriculture to participate in the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. What does that mean?
We've tried to take as much advantage of that as we can for our customers, both ag and then as much as our ag direct customers, really some of those ancillary, the Case IH dealers, those supporting industries for the ag have really felt some of the crunch. And so we've spent a lot of time and resources getting those folks eligible. Those guys have employees that they've got to keep those guys out in the shop and in the fields and making repairs. And so for us, it extends beyond just the farmers. And we've got to look at those ancillary businesses that farmers depend on to make their livelihood.
You know, we all know that ag is having such a tough time right now. What are some things that producers can do as far as like working with their bankers to kind of stay on the same page to make sure that they're applying for and getting all of the help that they could possibly need at this point?
You know, there's so much information coming out every day. And farmers, I think by and large, are very knowledgeable and they stay up on what's coming out. A lot of times they're calling us with, hey, I've heard this applies to me. And unfortunately, the rules are just coming out to us as well. And so sometimes the farmers may have heard something that we haven't heard yet. You know, this is a huge program that Treasury and SBA stood up in a very, very short time. And anytime that happens, there's going to be a lot of information that just has to be developed on the fly. And we've seen that, especially for farmers. We still don't have a lot of guidance as it pertains to farmers and particularly their Schedule F. For small businesses, we can use a Schedule C and can move forward. That directive has not, we haven't seen it specifically for farmers regarding what we can and can't do for their Schedule F. And so what I would recommend is stay in contact with your bank. We are getting information every day, trying to put this stuff together and looking for every opportunity we can to help our small, whether it's farmer, farm business, so whatever entity it is, we're looking at ways to help them work through this process themselves.
Well, we've heard there's going to be more money for the Paycheck Protection Program. I'm sure that you've heard the same. If there is going to be more money, how can farmers take advantage of that?
Yeah, so at this point, you know, we went through round one, and so I would think most banks, ours included, kind of have a system now. And that at first we were developing the system on the fly. Somebody likened it to building the plane as it was going down the runway. And so at this point, you know, most financial institutions have a system. What we are asking, and I think a lot of institutions are the same boat, get your application in. We have a secure online application that customers can go look at. I think most of them have something similar. It's a simple application, and then we've got to have your 2019 taxes. And that has proven to be a challenge just because they backed the tax filing date up to July 15th. So some of these guys don't have their taxes done.
So going forward, you know, everybody's saying, well, social distancing, how am I supposed to get in touch with my bankers right now? But you guys are able to talk on the phone and do business as usual, just not in person.
That's been an interesting change in this. You know, farmers are still a hands-on type of group. And so, yeah, usually our busiest days at the bank are the days that we get a half inch of rain and the farmers can't get in the field. And so they come to town and catch the banker up. And that hasn't been the case. And so, yeah, we're doing a lot of texting and a lot of emailing and a lot of signing loans to the drive-through. But what I have been impressed is our farmers have been very understanding. They get the social distancing. They get we've got to get through this. And so we have, by and large, our farmers have worked with us through this process and realized that there's more serious issues going on, life and death matters, and so have been very supportive of our small businesses and our bank being a small business.
What's the pulse of the farmers that you're talking to right now and the ag producers? I mean, I know a lot of folks scared they're going to lose their family farms.
Yeah, the ones that are facing the most stress right now, I think, are two groups, the dairy farmers and the beef cattle. The dairy, just because of the price, you know, you get a $10 price and they've got a $15 break even. They're very stressed. Probably the most stress I've seen in that industry in my 25 years. And that's real, because that's today. The next level goes to those beef cattle guys. And it's just because of the volatility of the price right now. If you've got cattle coming out and you need to sell them now, it's not like you can just put them in storage for a few months and set on them. You know, they've got to go. And so the beef cattle guys are a lot of stress because of timing. And I think, you know, 6 months down the road, we're still going to be eating beef and the price is going to work its way out. But there's a timing factor when it comes into the beef cattle. It doesn't matter if you're a cow-calf operator all the way to fat cattle. The grain guys are looking at a longer term, when are we going to get supply chains moving? What are we going to look like in the fall when these crops are coming out of the field? So the stress level to me for the grain guys is not as high. Obviously the price has decreased and they're worried about that. But I'd say the majority of the stress is in dairy and in beef cattle producers.
So taking away some things from our conversation, very important for producers, have your taxes ready and then stay in touch with your banker.
Yes. Thank you.
Two biggest things. Well, thank you so much, Shan, for speaking with us today. I know it's hard times for you guys, and we appreciate all the hard work you're doing for us as well.
Well, thank you for your time, and thanks for getting the word out.